Behind every good man is a good woman that takes a whole lot.
Right. True.
And live in the shadows of him. I couldn't do what I do without my wife. She's not a person that likes to travel a lot, but she works very hard behind the scenes, supporting me and helping me do God's work. Amen. That's why if you're not married, you really need to pray and make sure God give you the right mate.
That's right.
Somebody that's going to compliment you and not go along with your wrong. Amen. Not love you so much that they can't reprove you. Amen. So much for that. I'd like to thank God for touching my body. When I came here, I was so afflicted. My feet were, the pain from my back was shooting down into my feet. And I thank God, one of the ministers laid hands on me and I felt better. It just started dissipating, and I thank God for that. Amen. I give God the glory for touching my body this morning. Sometimes I'm in a lot of pain. Someone told me, they says, what are you doing with that cane? I can't explain what God do to me up here. Amen. As the brother said earlier, it's like that thorn in your flesh. God has allowed this condition to remind me of my weakness and how I need him. The doctor said there is nothing they can do for me. It is inoperable. I went in 2000, it was inoperable. My doctor asked me to go back and check it out with the specialist, neurosurgeon. He says, it's still inoperable. Amen, and I thank God, my confidence is in God. Sometimes it gotten so bad I couldn't even travel 2 or 3 hours. But I've been able to come all the way down here. I usually drive, I flew this time. But I usually drive, and I drive 7 hours by myself, pretty much straight. And God just blessed me and my body. Amen. I never missed the services here. And I'm able to do the work of God and travel, and God just helps me.
Amen.
I know it's just God. It's not just the three discs, but I have that degenerative disc disease, those little holes on the side of your spine. All of mine is full of bone spurs and degeneration. And so it's very painful. But as I say, God gives me grace when I'm up here preaching, and I certainly appreciate your prayers.
Amen.
Sometimes the devil battle us up here and trying to get the message across, but we thank God for your prayers. We know you're praying for us.
Right.
Amen. We thank God for your pastor. He's been a great host.
Amen.
So much hospitality. I sort of feel bad, you know, in the thought of, I'm like, what can I do? He's just flooding me with love and the saints, and I just thank God how he... I thank God for the Church of God Hotel. I was a little leery because I need a certain firm mattress for my back, but you know they provided just what I needed.
Right, thank the Lord.
And I haven't had one problem sleeping in that bed.
Great.
I had to share it last night, but old flesh died. Because she put me up against the wall. But that's all right. Amen. We want to get into the lesson. Pastor Stegmeyer, thank you for helping me read. I really appreciate it. We're going to go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. We're going to start at the 11th verse. Pray for me. I'm very burdened.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
But rather reprove them.
Uh-huh. Continue.
For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise
Wherefore
from the dead.
Wherefore he saith, awake.
Right.
Thou that sleepest.
Arise from the dead.
Arise from the dead.
Christ
and Christ
will give you light. That's right.
We're here as a warning for those that are in such a state of repose in sin to let you know the devil is deceiving you.
True.
You need to wake up.
Right.
You're living on God's mercy.
Right.
And it's going to run out.
True. True. True.
We want to arouse you. Amen. We want to stir you up.
Right.
You do not have all the time that you think you have
right.
to get saved.
That's right.
The Bible says now is the accepted time. Today is the day
of salvation. Right. And the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And the voice of God has gone out.
Right. True.
He has been dealing with our hearts, and we've been shrugging it. Some of us come out here and hear this message and just shrug it off, thinking you got time. But as I said, God will make an example out of me to win someone else.
True.
Awake, thou that sleepest.
Amen.
Arise from the dead, and Christ will give thee light.
True.
When we're sleeping in sin, we're in darkness.
Right.
We are deceived.
Right.
We think everything is going good. Mm-hmm. We think we got time. No. And the devil is putting a false sense of security on us.
Right. True.
You may have been coming out here wanting to satisfy your loved ones. That's all good, but God has a message for you. God is concerned about your soul.
Absolutely.
We thank God you come out with the at the behest of your loved ones, but God has been bringing you out here, and he's been digging around you.
Right.
And he's been digging around you.
Right.
Amen, because he's trying to get you to let go and let God have his way in your life.
True.
It is not his will that any perish,
no,
but that all come to repentance.
Right. True.
But so many times, we just take the mercy and love of God for granted. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. God's been good to you.
Right. Absolutely.
Let me give me Jonah, first chapter. God wants to arouse us out of our sin sleep.
Right.
Because it is a sleep of death.
Right.
Are you in that sleep? Are you unconcerned of your spiritual condition? Do you think you got time to change? Let me tell you, you can't save yourself.
No.
God got to save you. And no man can come unto the Father unless, unless Jesus draw him.
Right.
Is he drawing you? Is he dealing with you? Now's the time to come to the Lord.
Jonah 1:1.
Start that first verse, brother.
Thank now you. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying,
Amittai,
arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
He rose up to flee out of Tarshish
from
the presence of the Lord. So many people are running from God. Are you running from God? You see them come out here into the service as soon as the altar call has come. You can't run from the presence of God, because he'll go right out there in the vestibule. He will go in the bathroom with you. He will get in your car with you.
Right.
I've seen a man come out to the service, and he literally ran to his car because he was running from God. He didn't want to get saved. But now is the accepted time.
Right.
God has to choose the time we give our heart to him. Mm-hmm. Come on, brother. He ran from the presence of the Lord down.
Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa.
Where did he go?
Went down to Joppa.
When you go away from God, you go down. You don't go up, you go down.
Right.
When you hear this truth,
exactly,
you don't remain the same.
That's right.
You can go into Babylon. You can hear these false preachers.
Right.
But when you hear truth under the anointing of God,
right,
when God's man is preaching, you will not stay the same.
True.
Your heart is becoming hardened.
That's right.
Come on, read.
And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them in a Tarshish in the presence
You're paying
of the
fare.
Lord.
You're paying the price for your sin business.
Right. True.
All the regret, all the addictions, all the habits.
That's right.
Things the devil have entangled you in, you want to get free, and you know you can't get free.
No.
Some of us think that I got to take care of this before I get saved. I got to take. You can't take care of nothing.
Right.
Bring it to Jesus.
True.
Only Jesus can take care of your sins and your problems. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Right.
That's his job. The angel told him, Mary, you shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Jesus got to deliver us.
True.
I was bound in sin. I had to, couldn't help it. I was lying and cheating and smoking dope and cigarettes. I was 17 and deep in sin. But when he set me free, I thank God I didn't need those cool cigarettes no more.
Right.
I threw them away.
Right.
I believe God could keep me.
Right.
I didn't need no marijuana anymore. I didn't need no drinking anymore. All I needed was Jesus.
Right.
He'll set you free.
Right.
But the Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way.
Right.
And the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord.
Right.
I got to be willing to forsake that life of sin. Everything.
Right.
Absolutely. I got to make a clean break.
True. True, true.
Come on, brother.
But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea.
Oh, I love that song.
The ship was like to be
broken. It took a mountain. Huh?
Right.
It took a desert. It took a troubled sea? What is it going to take for you?
Right.
Come on now. The Lord sent a great wind into the sea.
Right.
And there was a mighty tempest, a great storm,
right,
so that the ship was almost to be broken up. What is it going to take you? A near fatal car accident. Your life turned upside down. The loss of a job. What is it going to take God to reach you?
Good question. God help.
We see the devastations of these hurricanes and these storms, but God is trying to get people attention.
Right, right.
He said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish.
Right.
We just had one come through here, and that was the judgment of God.
True.
He said, I didn't dig around this tree long enough.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What's it going to take you?
Good question.
God caused a storm. Come on, what's going on?
Then the mariners were afraid and cried. Every man unto
his God. The sailors were afraid.
And cried every man unto his God.
They thought they were going to die.
Right. True.
But listen to this closely. They were afraid. They cried every man. Go on.
And they cried to every man unto his God and cast forth the wares.
They started getting rid of stuff off the ship.
Right.
Because they didn't want to sink and die.
Right.
Nothing like something bad to happen to make you take inventory and begin to look at things right.
Right.
Sometimes it takes a funeral, a loss of a loved one, to make you think about your eternal bound soul. Why? Because you're sleeping.
That's right.
You're lulled into a false sense of security.
Right.
That's the trick of the devil.
Right.
You don't have no time.
Right.
Tomorrow ain't promised you.
That's right.
For what is your life? It is but a vapor.
That's right.
Tomorrow is not promised to us.
No.
God don't have to talk to us no more than one time.
Man.
Come on, brother.
And cast forth the wares.
They were so afraid. They started getting rid of stuff. But it wasn't enough.
But Jonah.
Oh, some people think if I stop going here and I stop doing it, and I'm a God will show mercy if I start giving money. Mm-hmm. Huh? But that ain't going to appease a God.
No.
That is angry with sin.
No.
The Bible says he's angry with the wicked every day.
Every day. That's right.
God is not pleased with you if you're still in a life of sin.
No.
And you may say, well, I'm not that bad. I don't do that much. One sin.
That's right.
The wages of sin is death.
Right.
One sin.
Absolutely.
The Bible says if we keep the law and offend in one point, we're guilty of what? All of it.
Right.
You didn't come here with no wings clipped on your back.
True.
All had gone astray, everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
True, 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 true.
People say, I'm gonna turn a new leaf. I'm gonna make a New Year's resolution.
Dude,
but it's not enough.
Doesn't work.
I'm gonna give money. I'm gonna go feed the homeless. It's not enough.
Dude.
I met a lawyer many years ago. He was a genius in his town. He went on to New York to become a very famous lawyer. And I was there for a wedding when the brothers were getting married. And it was his wife-to-be brother, stepbrother. And I said, Lord, this man is so intelligent. And you know, you have to be careful how you talk to these intelligent people. Because if you split a verb or, come on now, your sentence structure ain't quite right, they cut you off right there. So I was praying, Lord, help me to sound right. And I began to witness to him. He told me all the good things he was doing in New York City. But I let him know, I says, if we don't have Jesus Christ in our life, we're gonna be lost.
No avail. True.
He's not looking for works.
True.
He's looking for Christ.
Filthy rags. Right.
We got to repent of our sins and quit the sin business.
That's right.
Give our heart to God.
That's
dedicate
right.
Our life to him. I was able to share the gospel. That man was not the same. And I was so glad his blood was off my hands. Because
right.
I took advantage of the opportunity God gave me. And I gave him the word of God. Come on.
But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship. And he lay and was fast asleep.
Where verse are you?
That's verse 5.
And Jonah was gone down in the sides of the ship. And he lay
fast asleep.
And was fast asleep. All this commotion going on. People afraid for their lives. Trying to get rid of stuff.
Right.
Because they think they're going to sink. And where is Jonah?
Asleep. Yep. That's right.
Sleep, destruction all around him. He don't realize the urgency and the need for him to awaken and look at his circumstances, look at his condition. He was lost. He was deceived. The devil had put him to sleep.
True. Right.
Imagine yourself in a house burning up with fire. And you're sleeping. The alarm is going off, and you are sleeping.
I've heard of that, absolutely.
If you don't wake up, you're gonna burn up.
True.
God is trying to arouse us.
Right.
He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to let us know we cannot continue as we have been.
No.
We cannot continue the way we're going.
That's right.
He wants to arrest us and get our attention. Go on.
So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, sleeper?
What
Arise.
Meanest thou, O sleeper?
Arise.
Arise.
Call upon thy
Call God. On your God. That's what I'm telling you. What meanest thou, O sleeper?
Arise.
Shake yourself. Arise. Call on God that he might save you.
True. True. True, true.
Pastors hate to funeralize people that have come out here year in
Ooh,
and year out.
Sad.
It is a burden.
Sad.
To funeralize someone that you know had an opportunity, that you know had a chance to get their life
mm-hmm.
right, but they put it off and put it off, and one day they put it off, one day too many.
Too long.
And there they are stretched out. We see the body, but we don't see that soul.
Uh-huh.
Because the Bible says, when Lazarus died and the rich man died, Lazarus
right.
carried away
paradise.
In Abraham's bosom.
Paradise, right.
A type of paradise.
Right.
But the rich man,
hell,
he woke up in hell.
That's right.
In hell, the Bible says, he lifted up his eyes being in torments.
That's right.
Now, I know you go to those churches where they don't preach hell. They think that it's not fashionable.
Mm.
But you're at church of God. We got to tell you just like it is. If you die in your sins, you're going to be lost and you're going to a devil's hell.
Try it.
True. And I'm not trying to scare you, because a lot of folks don't scare easy. Right. They think they got time.
No.
And if you're not really broken up and contrite and tired of that life of sin, scaring you ain't going to help you anyway.
Right.
I'm just telling you the facts. True. I'm telling you the truth. There is a consequence to the decisions and choices that you're making.
Right.
There are eternal consequences. You're going to face an angry God in the judgment. True. He said, for let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Right.
For God shall bring every work into the judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. God's going to bring your life and show you in panoramic view the opportunities you had to turn your life around, the mercy that he showed, the goodness and severity of God.
True.
And you shrugged it off.
Yes.
Oh, that's just Pastor Decker. That's just Brother Mike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's the Holy Ghost talking in your heart.
That's right.
And you better get serious about it, because God is serious.
Right. Amen. True.
Look at all those men that was put in danger because of the old sleeper. Trying to run from God.
Right.
Who have you endangered running from God?
Right.
Trying to stop your ears from the voice of God. Oh, I know about it. I remember the nights I tried to read myself to sleep. I remember the nights I tried to do anything to keep from the Spirit of God talking to my heart. But I thank God one day I surrendered.
Right.
And Jesus came in and changed
right.
my life.
Right.
Amen. I know how that is.
Right.
It's hard running from God. Amen. We're going to stop here. Let's go and look at St. John 11 chapter. We want to talk about Lazarus. Because you know, sometimes when you look at something natural, it'll help us understand the spiritual.
Right.
I'm going to do a little bit of reading. God raised Lazarus. Mary and Martha, brother.
Right.
God raised them.
Right.
And it illustrates to us what God can do for a soul that's down and deep in sin.
Right.
He said, I'm the resurrection and life.
That's right.
He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Come on, read.
What verse, brother?
That's St. John 11, started that ninth verse.
Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him.
When saints, and let me tell you all something just to help us. We got to stay in step with this light. We can't play with this light.
No.
You play with it, you take your time measuring up to the message. When you go back to it, it ain't gonna look the same. See?
True.
We don't wanna be like those that resisted the head of the corner, the chief cornerstone. Because he became a stone of stumbling
right.
and a rock of offense.
That's
huh?
Right.
Them. Even to them that stumbled at the word being disobedient.
Didn't believe. Right, that's right.
I know you said, Brother Abraham, you sure harping on us being obedient. Yeah, because brother, trust and obey. For there's no other way
right.
to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
True.
I want you to be happy in Jesus.
Right.
I want you to enjoy this wonderful salvation. But you can't lean to your understanding. Because there's a way that seems right to all men, and the end thereof is death. That's why I said, Lord, help me to stay humble. Help me to realize I don't know everything, and give God's word the benefit of the doubt, and give the man of God the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Sometimes my pastor will reprove me or correct me, and I say, Pastor Gordon, I don't understand it, but I'll submit. Hello.
Right.
I'll submit to your counsel.
That's good. Very
the Bible said the entrance of God's word giveth life. Right. I was right. So glad I submitted because God opened my understanding.
Right.
And I was obeying. I didn't have to call myself gonna wait till God show me before I do what the pastor say. That's a dangerous position to be in. Come on, let's get back to John.
Rebellious. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep,
Lord, if he's sleeping, that's good.
He shall do well.
Uh-huh. Go on, keep reading.
Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest.
He was talking about his death. Sleep is death. Mm-hmm. Just like we say sleep naturally, mm-hmm. we refer to a person passing and mm-hmm. death that's sleeping in the Lord. Mm-hmm. He said, we're not going to prevent them that sleep. That's talking about death.
Mm-hmm.
When God talks about our spiritual condition,
mm-hmm.
when he calls us a sleeper, when he says, awake thou that sleepest, he's talking about somebody that's dead in sin.
That's right.
Sin separates us from God.
True.
It caused spiritual death.
That's right.
Paul told those Ephesian saints, and you hath he quickened or made alive. That's an old English word.
That's right.
To make alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Right.
And that was us one day.
Right.
But thank God we heard the call. We woke up. We aroused ourselves. And we headed for the cross.
Amen.
Come on.
Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
He said, you don't understand. Lazarus is dead.
And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called...
Skip to the 21st verse.
Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again the resurrection of that at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
That's right.
And the life.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
If I repent, many times a part is used for a whole. If I repent of my sins, confess
mm-hmm.
my sins,
mm-hmm.
if I forsake and turn from that life of sin, I'm broken and contrite, God will forgive me.
Right.
And he'll enable me to resurrect from that dead state of sin.
Right.
Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people.
That's right. Right.
Amen. Oh, what grace and high promotion that in Jesus I should be. Raised from sin to royal honor, even reigning Lord with thee.
That's right.
God raised us up from a dead state of sin.
Right.
Amen. And he brought us into heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
What's those heavenly places? The church of God.
That's right.
This is heaven on earth.
True.
Hallelujah. Amen. Over here and over there and over. This is heaven on earth.
Right. True.
Amen. I'm excited about being saved. I love being saved.
Right.
Amen.
Man, yes, exactly.
It's the focal point of my life. I love coming out to the service of God.
Yes.
And being with the saints of God, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I love it.
Right.
Without salvation, without the fellowship of the saints, I don't know what I do. I don't know how to work through my life problems.
Right.
Without True. Calling on God, without hearing the testimony of the people of God, we need one another.
Amen. True.
I thank God for being saved. I'm excited.
Right.
You might say, well, I thought you got saved at 17, and it's still rich. It's still fresh.
Try.
Amen. And I'm going to make sure it stay that way.
Right. Absolutely.
Amen. This salvation, it don't get stale. What does Psalmist say? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Some of y'all got your favorite desserts. And when you eat that German chocolate cake, you can eat it last week. You can eat some yesterday, last year, last month, but when you get it again, it's still good to you.
Right.
That key lime true pie is still
right
good.
Right.
Amen. That's the way this salvation. With joy, we draw waters out of the wells of salvation.
That's right.
Amen. He encourages us. He lets us know what we got.
That's right.
We got something. Because this water that's in us, it'll stream up, huh? It'll be like a river.
That's right.
It'll flow up.
True.
Amen. Bubble up and encourage you. Amen. I thank God. What is it? There's a river, and the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God.
Right.
Are you glad today?
Yes.
Is the Holy Ghost making you glad?
Amen.
Amen. I thank God. I was glad before I got here, and I got more gladder while I was here. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. I just love hearing that good singing. When we can sing with the spirit and with the understanding.
Right.
We know what them words mean. Amen. We can raise our hands saying, it's true. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because I know what that verse meant. Amen.
Right.
Come on, brother.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Never.
Believest thou this?
Do we believe that? Amen. He didn't only come here to set us free from sins, but he came to give us eternal life.
Right.
And give us a new body to enjoy. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Praise
true
God.
She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying.
Skip to the 34th just for the sake of time.
34? Verse 34. And said, where have you laid
let's
him?
Let's get down to business. We want to see you get
and
saved.
And they said to him, Lord,
where you laying?
Come and see.
Where you at?
Right.
Whatever your situation is, God can take care of it.
Right. Right.
If you could be in drugs, God will deliver you.
Right. Absolutely.
Whatever your problem is.
God help.
You can be hooked.
Right.
God will set you free.
True.
You could be in a bad situation, a bad relationship. God will set you free. Your marriage can be on the rocks. God will stabilize it.
Right.
Where have you laid them? Where you at?
Right.
Whatever your situation, God has got a remedy for it, and that's the blood of Jesus.
Right. True.
I've seen people come out of a life of sin and prostitution, seen people come out of a life of pimping on the streets. I've seen people get their lives changed around card con men.
True, absolutely.
God has saved murderers and liars and thieves.
Right.
One sister God saved, she was in a ring, a check ring, stealing government checks. I'd love to hear a testimony back home. Thank God she's in glory. Amen. But when she got saved, she had to face the consequences of her actions. And she was honest. And the judge asked her, because Pastor Gordon went to court with her. And she wanted to be honest and make restitution. See, a lot of people, when they call themselves getting saved, sometimes you got to make restitution.
That's
your salvation
right
ain't complete till you make restitution now.
Scriptural. It's biblical.
We still teach restitution.
It's in
make
the
sure
word
you do it right.
Right.
The judge said, did you sign these checks? She said, yes, I did. I signed all of them.
Whoa.
She was looking at some hard time. But because of the mercy of God, she didn't do one day in jail. Sister Optus,
wow.
One day. Church was praying.
Mercy.
Pastor Gordon went to court with her. And the judge showed mercy.
Right.
I think the pastor said, she's a changed woman, Your Honor. She's a changed woman. Why?
Yeah.
Because she's given her heart to Jesus.
That's right.
And he saw her honest confession. She didn't hold back nothing. She swore to her own hurt, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta look away from trying to save yourself. You just gotta be honest.
That's
come on, brother.
It.
You know you broke them vows.
You've got to be honest.
We don't need to know the details, but you need to come clean.
That's exactly right.
I had a brother get saved.
He had been living a life of adultery. He was really messed up and addicted. But God saved him. He was a religious person too. Carried that Bible everywhere he went.
Be hypocrite.
And was just hypocrite.
Right.
But God saved him.
Right.
And I'll never forget, we were on the in the plane circling Chicago. He said, "Pastor, do I have to tell her that I broke my vows?" I said, "Yes, you do. If you want to have the favor of God, you got to tell her."
That's right. True.
He says, "My wife is not going to want to forgive me." I said, "Well, you got to leave that in God's hands.
That's
He'll take
right.
care of you. Just do what's right.
God help.
Get your conscience clear." So don't go into details. Let her know you broke your vows. When I went down in that airport in O'Hare, I met the wife for the first time. And she was looking at me like, "You, Brother Abraham." And I said, "Hi, how are you doing?" Because I didn't want to be her when she got home. I got out of there quick. That was his problem, his battle. God had to take him through. I couldn't help him. Some things you just got to face alone.
That's right.
But if you're honest and humble, God will help you.
True.
And he talked to her through the wall, Pastor Decker.
Ooh.
He talked to her through the wall. She was on one side of the wall. I don't know if he did that for his protection or what. But he said, "I broke my vows.
Ooh.
Please forgive me." And this was the clincher. He said, "God has forgiven me." And it touched her heart. And she felt like, well, if God had forgiven her, I had.
Right, beautiful.
But she still was mad. Brother Stegmaier heard her testimony. She was still mad, and she was planning on what all she was going to do to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know what? He put God first.
That's right.
He took the counsel, because he was staying home trying to help her get saved. Mm-hmm. He thought if he missed service, and it is, you know, the devil, we just so dumb, think we can help God out. He gonna miss service trying to help her get saved.
Mm.
When he should have been coming on out to service. And I told him, I said, "Brother, let me tell you something. If you stay at home, you're gonna backslide."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You're gonna lose your wife and God."
Try.
Put on the altar and be in the service.
Right.
He took the counsel. She was mad.
Ooh.
And she was planning on really getting him when he got home.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a God in heaven when you put God first.
Try.
And she turned on that TV, Brother Stegmaier.
I remember.
Yeah. And a TV preacher was preaching. He said, "Out of all the people, why can't God save you?" Click. She turned it on again. "Out of all the people, why can't God save you?" Click.
Mm-hmm. Try.
She turned it on again. Turn them channels. You know how you used to turn them channels? I don't think they had the remote then. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
"Out of all the people, why can't..." You know, God saved that woman through that TV preacher
I remember.
And when he came home, she said, "Honey, I'm saved." He said, "You are?" And she was sweetly saved. She might help her now. Don't you tell me what God won't do.
Try.
Put these people on the altar. You can't save them. Don't compromise trying to help somebody get saved. That's God's job. He know how to save people. Where have you laid them? Where you at? What's your condition?
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that there is a God that is able to solve your problems, whatever
it
is.
That's right.
All your care. Some people are loaded down with care, all these bills, and they can't think about God because they think about their bills. He can take care of that too.
Right.
Bring it to the altar.
True.
Cast your cares on him.
True.
He'll
Amen.
Save you, and he'll teach you how to live right, how to manage your affairs, and how to be honest.
That's right. Has
and straighten
to
your situation out. Yes, 100. He will.
Right.
Come on, brother.
They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept.
Jesus wept.
Then said the Jews, "Behold."
Let me tell you something. He's weeping now. He's weeping for you.
True.
He's weeping for you.
True, true.
He weeped for the Jewish people that reject him. He said,
That's right.
As a hen gathered together her brood, but you would not.
That's right.
He said, but you would not.
That's right.
He said, behold, your house is left desolate.
Desolate.
Don't let God reject you.
Serious.
God's spirit said, I'm not going to always strive with man. That's what he said during Noah's days and the Luthian times. He gave those people 120 years.
Mm-hmm.
Noah preached to them.
Right.
Day in and day out.
and they rejected the message.
That's right, absolutely.
And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man come.
True.
People are rejecting this message.
True.
It don't take all of that to be saved. It takes that and more. God want all your heart. He want everything. He want everything you got.
Absolutely. True.
And he'll turn your life around. You'll be a new creature.
True.
But if you got any reservation, and you need to dig deep when you consider and contemplate salvation. You know, this is another thing. I would get saved, but I don't want to backslide. God got to keep you. You can't keep yourself.
Right.
You get it right. You don't have to worry about backsliding.
Right.
He
True.
Said to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence
Right.
with exceeding joy, but you got to dig deep.
Right.
What do you mean? You got to really think about this decision and mean business with God and make sure you found it on the rock. So when the storms of life come, you won't be moved.
Right. True.
Dig deep. Settle it.
It's biblical.
Get saved for yourself.
That's right.
And I tell you, God will do miraculous things. He's
Amen.
Got a purpose for your life. You're living beneath your privilege.
Right.
Awake, arouse yourself.
Right.
Don't go into hell lost.
No.
Amen. Very good.
Read.
Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave. And a stone lay upon him. Jesus said,
Take away the stone. He's groaning for you.
Right.
The Spirit of God is groaning. The saints are mourning and groaning for you.
True.
They're praying. They're in travail.
True.
They want to see you delivered.
Amen.
How long you going to hold out?
Right.
How long you going to put God off?
God.
There's
him.
Never going to be a convenient time.
No. No.
There is never going to be convenient time.
True. That's right. That's exactly right.
The kingdom of God is preached and men press their way into it. Right. Press over the thoughts. Press
right.
over the people.
Right.
You don't think the devil didn't bring to my mind, what is your girlfriend going to say? What are your family going to say? He bring all these thoughts, but I thought about my one soul standing before God all by myself, and I didn't want to be lost.
True.
That's a pressing way. Press over it.
Amen.
Get to an altar prayer so God can save you.
Amen.
Before it's too late.
True. Amen.
Come on, read.
Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha,
Amen.
The sister of him that was dead.
What's blocking you? Come on. What's blocking you from coming out of that grave? The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Right.
Or what can a man exchange for a soul? Where's your stone? What is it? Get rid of it!
That's right.
Take away the stone!
That's right.
God will take care of the cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take care of all them lies you done did on your job. All this stealing. He'll take care of it.
That's right.
Some of us was messed up. We shouldn't even be here today. But God delivered.
Amen.
And he'll do it again, like the song said. He'll do it again.
Right. Exactly.
Your situation ain't unique. That's the trick of the devil to make you think your case is so hard.
Right.
It is so complex. No, it's not.
No.
Paul was a murderer.
That's right.
And he was killing the wrong people. Hello, I said he was killing the wrong people.
That's right.
He was messing with God's people.
Right.
But Absolutely. God showed mercy because he did it in ignorance. God showed mercy. If God can save a murderer like Paul, who are you?
That's right. Right.
Come on, read. Roll away the stone. Get
Martha,
the stone.
The sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou shouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always.
Let me go back there. He said, by this time he's stinking. We all stank in sin.
Right.
It was like our righteousness was filthy like a filthy rag. We stank in the nostrils of God.
Right.
But he looked past all of that, and in his pity, he redeemed us.
Beautiful.
We were like that old leper with the sores and the putrefaction.
Right.
They had to go, when they came around people that was clean, unclean, unclean. That was us. One scripture said, oh, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. They have forsaken the Lord. They've gone away backwards. That was us.
Right.
We went lower than the animal kingdom, wallowing in a miserable life of sin.
That's right.
We're afraid and ashamed to tell you some of those things we did in secret. Amen. But God set us free. He delivered us, and he will do the same for you today.
Right. True.
Come on, brother.
Father, I thank thee thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth!
And he I don't know what your name is, but God is saying to you, Tom, come forth.
Right.
Mary, come forth. You don't have to stay in sin.
No.
You don't have to live beneath your privilege. Come forth.
Come forth.
Come to altar prayer. I'll set you free.
Right.
Come on, brother.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them,
and
loose
Jesus,
him.
What did he
let
say?
Let him go. Loose
what
him.
What did he say?
Loose him.
Loose him.
Let him go.
And let him go.
Right.
The devil don't have no power on you.
No.
When God saved you, he give you power.
Absolutely.
Amen. You tell the devil, take your hands off him.
True. True.
Loose him and let him go.
Amen. Let him go.
What's that song said? He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bounds of prison for me.
For me, right. Right.
Are you glad to be set free today?
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God, I know I am. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 6. Praise God. Let's look at that principle here. Just as God did a miraculous miracle.
Right.
In raising Lazarus from the dead. Don't you know that it is a miracle when he saved one of us? It happens instantaneously.
Right.
We can't tell you how. It's like the wind. We can't tell you how it happens.
No,
you cannot see it. But when you meet that condition, the transaction takes place just then and there.
Right. You see the effects.
Y'all know about them credit cards and stuff. You make your purchase. Now you got to stick it in, huh? But it don't take long. You just hold it there a little while. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Remove your card.
Yeah.
They got their money. The transaction been made.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This is quicker.
Right.
Right. And you don't even need a card.
Right.
All you got to do is repent.
Right.
And mean it in your heart. Confess.
Right.
Humble yourself. And God will change you.
True.
He'll translate you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's miraculous. It happens so fast.
True.
You feel that load of guilt and sin, that heaviness. Amen. Look like everything look new.
Right.
Everything feels new. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are new, and all
Amen.
Things are of God. God did it.
Praise God. True.
Can't tell you how it happened.
Right.
But it happens.
Right.
Amen. I'm a new man in Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Aren't you glad for it?
Right.
Amen. We could be still out there walling in sin. Some of us would be dead in hell.
Right.
But he showed mercy.
That's right.
And he loves you and he wants to show mercy on you. You better wake up. You better wake up, sleeper.
Right, absolutely.
How long are you going to let the devil trick you? Thinking you can get saved whenever you get ready?
No.
Who said, I hear thee at a more convenient season?
Agrippa. King Agrippa.
I think he told Paul he was crazy. Mm-hmm. But you know, we got to be so sold out that people, they think we crazy. We just love God. Mm-hmm. And we love their soul. Mm-hmm. And we'll do everything we can to convince them, you need to be saved.
Amen.
Paul had a burden for souls.
Yes.
He loved souls.
Right.
He wasn't ashamed of the gospel. He preached to kings, governors, normal people. Mm-hmm. He didn't care who you were. All he saw was souls.
Right. True.
All he saw was souls.
True.
And he was just disheartened because he knew that they could have a more richer and fuller life. They could be blessed. They can be set free.
True.
I'm going to tell you something. Some people have went past the day of grace. They're walking around here. Nothing moves them. They're like Esau, rejected.
Mm-hmm.
They went too far.
True.
They fought the Holy Spirit and won. Mm-hmm. You don't want to win that fight. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
That's right.
There are people walking around here that can't be saved.
That's
because
right.
They've gone past the day of grace.
That
for
happened.
Them.
Ooh, sad.
Why you think in Noah's time God had to shut the door of the ark? The Bible says God shut the door.
Yes, he did.
We would open it. Them people would drown. Our human compassion, our love, we would open it. But God said, You've had an opportunity. The door is shut. I imagine they was trying to get to the highest tree, the highest place, the highest mountain, but they drowned.
That's right.
They were lost. They had to face the consequences of their choice and their decision.
That's right.
And they couldn't blame nobody because Noah told them like it was.
That's right.
He preached to them every day, just like you hear the gospel preacher. Every time you come out here, the same message. I was telling saints, I think earlier this week, my son came out and how he said, Dad, it's still the same message. That's right, you need to get saved. When you come out here, it's still the same message. The presence of God and the Holy Spirit convicting power is still here.
That's right.
Why don't you do something about it? God see where you're laid. He see what's blocking you. He can set you free if you
try
it. But he said, any man will, let him come. He's not going to force you. Any man will. You got to will this. You got to want this.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 4, chapter 1 through 6.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Thank God for a godly and true ministry.
No.
A godly pastor, divine appointed leader.
Right.
Because they have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Not walking in craftiness.
They're not trying to be crafty, trying to get your money or your wife.
Nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
They have a burden for your soul and they're going to tell you the truth in love.
Right.
Amen. Not handling the word of God deceitfully, resting the scriptures, trying to prove a point. They just keeping it simple, plain, and clear.
Right.
My responsibility, your responsibility to God. Thank God for a good pastor.
Right.
Thank God for good preachers that work with him.
But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
They're living the same life they're telling you to do. Not do as I say, but follow me as I follow Christ. Mm-hmm. Commending their conscience.
Right.
In the sight of all men. Why? Because we got to go through the same thing.
That's right. True.
And we got to give an account. And there's a greater responsibility
upon us. He said, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing ye shall receive the greater condemnation.
That's right.
See, we got to give an account for ourselves and you too. And the things that we say, we are accountable.
True.
That's why if you ever hear us getting these messages, you hear us doing a whole lot of praying and weeping and crying. Because we want to get it right.
Right.
Because we're accountable. And we don't want to hit a miss because you're a soul.
True, true.
And we want to make sure we take advantage of the time God has given us to talk to you.
Right. True.
It's a serious thing.
Absolutely.
The song said, a charge to keep have I. A God to glorify, a never-dying soul to save, and fitted for the sky to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill. Help, oh God, my powers engage, all my powers engage to do my master's will.
God help.
We got to give an account.
Right, absolutely.
We don't take this thing lightly.
God help.
God is concerned about you. And when you see they come up here to this sacred desk, it is with a burden.
True.
It's with a concern, a God-given concern for your soul. Come on.
But if our gospel be hid.
But because you're not receiving the message, we are not discouraged. Because we know God has given you an opportunity.
Right.
And we love your soul.
Right.
Because we know that if this gospel be hid.
It is hid to them that are lost.
It's because you can't see it. It's because you don't want to see it. You're lost.
Right.
The devil has deceived you. Come on.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Arise. Awake, thou that sleepest.
Amen.
Arise from the dead.
Right.
And Christ will give thee light.
True, 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 true.
He wants to give light in that dark place in your heart. But you got to let him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
That's right.
Any man will open the door. I'll come in. I'll sup with him. He with me. He's standing on the outside of your heart.
Amen.
Let me in.
True.
Let me in. I love you. I can make your life better.
That's right.
Let me in. Let me help you. We're going to try and wrap it up. Oh, God, help us. Romans 13:11.
Romans 13:11.
Living in sin is compared to a sleep, not a sweet repose, but a careless sleeping while being in danger.
And that knowing only, the time?
Hold, only the danger for the unsaved is a drifting into eternity, unaware that I will be lost forever. The devil wants us to sleep, the sleep of death.
You're right.
The devil don't care nothing about you.
No.
Those people in sin don't care nothing about you.
Right.
You can listen to them and stay in sin if you want to. You're going to lose your soul.
That's right.
And they may get themselves straightened out. You better not talk to somebody about getting saved. You better talk to the Lord and come to the and talk to the pastor. Don't talk to your friends in sin because they're going to tell you don't get saved.
Right, 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 right.
Go ahead and read. I'm sorry.
And that knowing the time.
And that knowing the time.
That now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
It's high time. We're in the last times, the last days.
Right.
Do you know the time? We're in the last, the very bottom, the very last. We're at the midnight hour.
True.
It's high time. It's high time for some of us. God is not going to come here no more.
Right.
It's high time.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
We don't know where death is.
That's right.
That rich man He surveyed his properties. He made decisions. I'm going to tear down these barns and build greater barns. Right. He said, soul, take thine easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Things may be going really well for you. Seem like, you know, people equate prosperity that God is with them. That is the deception of the devil.
Right.
This man was very prosperous. He said, soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Right.
But what did God say, thou fool? This night, thy soul is required of thee.
That's right.
You can't take none of it with you.
No.
Those things that were so important to you, that money, this thing, that thing. But it's not going in eternity with you.
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to play the fool? Waste your life. Waste the years. Y'all sing that song, Waste the Years. Waste the years. Oh, how foolish. All that time wasted. Now I'm lost forever. I've slept the sleep of death. Gone into eternity. I'm prepared to meet God. Come on. Help me, brother.
You want me to read on?
It's high time.
Pardon me?
High time.
Amen.
The night is far spent.
Try.
Knowing the time that now it is high time
right.
to awake out of sleep.
True.
For our salvation is near, and when we believe, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
That's right.
Sometimes saints get in a condition.
True.
And they get lost in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Iniquity get in their heart. They get backslidden, holding people.
Mm-hmm.
Resentful, malice, bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming out here every day and they're not saved. They're asleep. Better wake up.
True.
If you don't mean business with God, you need to just go on and backslide in style and take your sign down. Do everything you want to do because you're going to go to hell sitting in here lost. Rejecting the message. Not measuring up.
Right.
He said, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep because they don't judge themselves. They're not honest. A preacher can't do everything. When the message comes, I got to measure up. I got to be honest.
Try.
And make sure I'm living this life. Do you know God will bring it? Because I receive not the love of the truth, God has sent a strong delusion and have me believe a lie. What? I'm still
right.
saved.
Right.
That I might be damned. You can't play with this light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife, but put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh.
That's right.
We're going to stop here. We feel God in hand his way. Pastor.